Police in Hong Kong have used tear gas and rubber bullets to break up huge protests against a planned extradition deal with mainland China. It's become a lightning rod for concerns about greater Chinese control over the former British colony. And this violence marks a major escalation of the biggest political crisis in Hong Kong for years. China correspondent Bill Birtles is in Hong Kong.
Overnight, police and protesters faced each other across some of the biggest thoroughfares in the city. Some major roads remain blocked as thousands of demonstrators vow to stay through the night, but police appear determined to make sure these protests are not a repeat of the 2014 Occupy movement that shut parts of Hong Kong down for more than 2 months. 26-year-old Hale So was among those staying out late.
You can see the violence from the police. Against the protester, what they add is really, really ridiculous. They use the rubber pellets to shoot the protesters, and it's not what the government should do.
If the police clear these streets, what are you going to do?
Another protest.
You're going to come back?
Yes, we won't give up because it is our city. We love our city. We have to protect our city. Maybe not today. Maybe this Saturday, this Sunday, we don't know. But we will try everything possible.
Another protester, 24-year-old Becky So, says she was rattled by how forcefully police acted.
My feeling now is very bad that the government didn't treat us as a human being. They just treat us... Yeah, heartbroken by what they did today.
While protesters decry police actions, Hong Kong's government says the demonstrators started a riot. The embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam, condemned the violence in a pre-recorded address.
At this moment, I'm worrying and also feeling sad. Why I'm worrying is because I see too many youngsters have taken this action. Hong Kong has always advocated a place of civilised peace and rationality.
She's vowed to push ahead with the China extradition bill, which she insists won't see political activists facing Chinese Communist Party-controlled courts on the mainland. Beijing is strongly backing her, and she's hit back at claims she's betraying the special One Country, Two Systems agreement that allows Hong Kong to have much more liberal laws than the mainland.
Some people say I'm betraying Hong Kong. How can I betray Hong Kong? I was born and raised here. I was growing up here with all the Hong Kong people.
Carrie Lam still hopes for a vote next week on the extradition law. Protesters say they'll regroup and continue their push to oppose it. This is Bill Birtles in Hong Kong reporting for AM.